Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm actually not live from the Aviva Trattoria studio. I'm at Cape Gunworks today in Hyannis. I'm joined by Howie Carr. You guys are welcome to come on down. Whatever it is, we got a big raffle coming up, which I'm going to explain to you guys in the next break. We got tons of stuff going on here. We've already had some visitors, so you're more than welcome to stop by. We encourage it. And now let's get down to business. I want to reach out to those people right now, and I want you to call in because I need you to explain to me what I'm missing. How come I can't understand this? Educate me. Help me understand. Here I am Saturday morning, all excited because I know she's remandating the masks indoors and she's saving everyone in DC. And even though there were 11 homicides, I believe, and 4 COVID deaths in DC from the same time period in July, I'm thinking to myself, Muriel Bowser is on top of this. You know, she's on top of this pandemic. So you can imagine my surprise when I wake up and see a photo of Muriel with Dave Chappelle, sans mask, big smiles, laughing it up at the anthem in D.C. Well, to be fair, you know, Grace, her diktat doesn't start until 5 a.m. the next day. So it makes sense she's enjoying her last night before the mask mandates. Then it gets worse. Then I find out that the night before the mask mandates were coming into D.C., lots of people there, indoors, without masks on. I'm blown away by how not dedicated these Democrats are to the return of the masks. I mean, this is the sequel. This is the second try at this. And Mayor Muriel Bowser, and of course, I'm thinking to myself, wow, that doesn't look good at all. But, you know, what do we expect? This woman is a hypocrite. She shows that at every turn. But there were more situations than just that. Nancy Pelosi has made this insane rule. The police have been told that if people don't wear the masks and they don't cooperate or they don't leave the premises, then you are to arrest them. That's right. You are to arrest them. So what a lot of people have been doing, which we pointed out later last week, is a lot of these Congress people have been going towards the Senate side. They've been going to that invisible line where COVID, you know, doesn't cross, and they hop over and they don't have to wear masks on the Senate side. That's how ludicrous this whole thing is. But there were a couple of elements to how dumb this was. The physician, the attending physician for the Congress, who was lecturing, important. It's life or death that they wear these masks to prevent the droplet danger. The guy had his mask down for about 45 minutes. Now Nancy Pelosi decides this is, you know, the big rule. Masks are here. She called Kevin McCarthy a moron because he didn't want to abide by the rule. Posing with his Representative Elzey from Texas. He's actually a Republican, which makes it all the more hysterical. And she asked the photographer, can I take my mask off? And they all take their masks off. So 24 hours in, she can't even pretend to keep up with these. And see that there's thousands of illegal aliens at the border, which we know. They're crossing the border into Texas. And again, do you think that these illegal aliens are being asked to take the vaccine? Because here, Andrew Cuomo is begging businesses to require vaccinations, to mandate them. And every union, if you are near the southern border, I guess it doesn't matter. Because I don't think they're asking any of these illegal aliens to take the jab. We will be right back. We have a lot more to get to. It gets worse because Obama's got a big, big, bash coming up, and I want to talk about it on the other side. 844-500-4242.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Sorry about that technical difficulty. We are back. We are cruising. We have a lot to get to. 844-500-4242. Please call in. I especially want people to call in with questions that if you were in the press room today, you would ask. And I have a few. One of them would be about Mayor Bowser, because I think the D.C. mayor is a really shining example of the hypocrisy. And speaking of that, in case you missed this in the first segment, I have to break down exactly what happened. D.C. Mayor Bowser officiates a maskless indoor wedding after reinstated mask mandate, fewer than 24 hours after D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser celebrated her 49th birthday with a DJ and comedian Dave Chappelle. She officiated at The Line D.C., a four-star hotel, a wedding. Despite the mayor's orders, the wedding reception featured hundreds of unmasked guests served by dozens of waitstaff, including an unmasked Bowser. Bowser, who was not sitting at the table designated for her during wedding toasts, did not wear a mask despite not actively eating or drinking. When approached by the Washington Examiner to explain why she was maskless at the event, now legally obligated to enforce mask compliance, security blockaded the free press. At least 3 out of 5 adults in the district and 3 in 4 seniors have been vaccinated. The numbers in D.C., this is just me saying this, this is not part of this article, the numbers in D.C. do not warrant this insane mandate at all. And nothing in this country right now warrants lockdowns. And furthermore, what I want to point out here, and this is something I think we all should be focused on, is how do we in the future, there's a lot of talk about the next pandemic and how we're going to prevent the next emergency and what we can do with PPE and all these things. I have something else that I'm worried about. How do we prevent in the future these hacks from being able to decide when to shut us down? An emergency is in the eye of the beholder. That is very clear after what we've been through for a year and a half. I don't like the idea of walking on eggshells and being at the mercy of people like Charlie Baker or Andrew Cuomo or Gretchen Whitmer. That really scares me. I think that if this last year and a half has taught us anything, it's one, more people are sheep than you'd expect, and two, these people have way too much power. And they have no capabilities at risk assessment. And the media loves that because the media just keeps pushing all of this nonsense. So Mayor Muriel Bowser officiates an indoor wedding. And Speaker Pelosi takes her mask off to take pictures with people after saying that anyone else who does that in the Capitol, at least on the Congress side, will be arrested. And that's not all. That's not all, because Barack Obama, former President Obama, is planning a birthday bash amid COVID concerns. Now, I'm going to read this from Axios. This party sounds rocking. This party sounds like the kind of party I would love to go to right now. You know, after a year and a half of being pent up and depressed and just shut down, and he's having this rager in Martha's Vineyard. And it's hard not to feel envious that the beautiful people are allowed to throw these huge parties and we're not. So let's dig into this. Former President Obama is hosting a 60th birthday bash for himself and hundreds of guests on Martha's Vineyard. How lovely. This coming weekend, amid heightened public health concerns locally and nationally about the COVID-19 Delta variant, I want to make something very clear. I have no issue with Obama having a party with hundreds of people. But I want to have a party with hundreds of people. Do you understand what I'm saying? That this is totally fine. But don't turn around in a month and tell me that because Obama got his party in on time, the rest of us aren't going to be able to do anything for a few months. That is where I lose my mind. All right? If I'm getting the sense, when I look at Mayor Muriel Bowser grinning ear to ear with Dave Chappelle, when I look at Nancy Pelosi, you know, in her Chanel suits, posing with her hand in the air, taking photos, when I look at AOC in front of the, I think she was in front of the Supreme Court, and she's with all of these people, maskless, hugging, crying, kissing. When I look at Barack Obama planning a birthday for 700 people, why do I get the sense that they're not as afraid as they want us to be? Why do I get the sense that they're not home worried about COVID or worried about contact tracing or the droplets or the vaccination rates or the breakthrough cases in Provincetown? I'm not getting that sense from all this. So he's hosting this 60th birthday bash, all right? And Axios does this really condescending thing where they say why it matters, and they explain to, you know, the dummies out there why you should care about this. And I'm one of the dummies, so I'm going to read that part now. The recent breakthrough cases in nearby Provincetown, which, by the way, we should talk about that. There were a lot of breakthrough cases. There were not a lot of hospitalizations. What was it, Howie? Four people hospitalized. And zero deaths. And Howie's going to tell you later, the real panic that ensued because of it is one guy couldn't, you know, he was eating a candy and he couldn't taste the flavor of it. So this incident in Provincetown is being referenced by everyone from the Washington Post to the CDC as the reason that we might be on the verge of another lockdown. Zero deaths, four hospitalizations is, you know, I know that they're not pushing math as much now in school, because it's not as woke as talking about how America's systemically racist. But, and I'm no math whiz here. You guys have heard me on Howie's show. It's not my strong suit. I can figure out this math. I really can. And the funniest part of the whole thing is that Fox News put up that graphic, 11 homicides in D.C., 4 COVID deaths, and all the blue check marks started pulling their hair out. Look what's happening on Fox News. Oh, what? They're giving people a sense of what's actually going on? Is that illegal now? Are we not supposed to do that? Are you supposed to turn on the news and see Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, did the Sunday rounds again, telling you that this might never end? Is that what the news is supposed to be? It's insane. So they keep referencing Provincetown. And then people have all these debates about, well, you know, it's important because, you know, such a big percentage of those people who tested positive were vaccinated. Yeah, but no one died. So clearly the vaccine here, I'm a big believer that this vaccine's working. The death numbers are down by a lot. And if the Delta variant in the UK, which they're 6 weeks ahead of us on it, is any indication, the Delta's probably gonna plummet soon too. The cases. So this Provincetown reference always drives me crazy. I think it's so overhyped. And if this is the reason we shut down, then that is asinine on its face. But the recent breakthrough cases in nearby Provincetown, Massachusetts, after the 4th of July, showed the continued risk of spread even between vaccinated people, prompting new mask guidelines from the CDC. Now, this is Frances Collins, the director of the NIH, and this is what she said Sunday on this CNN State of the Union. If you're talking about a small party like I might have at my house for 6 or 8 people who are all fully vaccinated, I do not believe at this point we need to put masks on to be next to each other. Okay, Frances, you said 6 to 8 people. How about 600? Did your opinion change? I'm sure if you said to her, oh, Donald Trump's having a party for 600 people, she'd say, he is a murderer. He has blood on his hands. And then you'd whisper, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. We got that information wrong. It's Obama's party. Well, I did hear they're going to have a COVID coordinator, so it might be actually kind of different. You know, they're taking all the necessary precautions. While discussing generic masking protocols, not the Obama party itself, he added, oh, I'm sorry, Frances Collins is a man. But if there were 100 people, and of course, how are you really going to be sure about people's vaccination status? That's a great question, Frances. I was thinking the same thing. A person with knowledge of the Obama party protocols said all guests will have to be COVID tested. Because if we've learned anything over the past couple months, it's these COVID tests are really accurate. You know, there's no shot that there's going to be anything wrong with that. although they didn't say when, where, or what proof they would have to offer. The party will be held outdoors. All guests are asked to be vaccinated, and invitees have been told there will be a COVID coordinator to ensure all the proper protocols are followed. Now, I want to give you all a great heads up. If you've been planning anything and you're not sure if there's going to be another shutdown, if you have a small business, don't worry. As long as you have a COVID coordinator, you will be fine. I know for myself, for example, trying to get married in November, I'm all set because I have a COVID coordinator. His name is Howard Lawrence Carr, and he's not charging a lot. He would like to be able to bring a to-go box to the wedding and, you know, kind of get some of the hors d'oeuvres and stick them in there. But besides that, he's really cheap. I'm sure he would do your event, and he will be there. He'll be making sure everyone's following the protocol, you know, socially distant, whatever it takes. Honest Howie's COVID coordination. And I just want Charlie Baker to know that so he stays off my case, because I've got Howie Carr that day all booked, ready to go. Obama officials did not say whether guests will be required to wear masks. That's what I'm wondering. Forget the tests, forget the vaccines, because that's not good enough for the rest of us. We're all told that masks are the key, so why not mask? One person with connections to Obama world said there were 475 confirmed guests, including friends, family, and former aides, and 200-plus staff planning to work the party. Pearl Jam was set to play. Jared, you'll have to help me out with this. What are they saying, Pearl Jam?
Jeremy is a big song, Even Flow.
Even Flow. Yeah. Okay, good. I got it. Pearl Jam was set to play, and one local hairdresser has been retained to style the hair of a band member. How fun! How fun. Steven Spielberg is also expected. In lieu of gifts, one person familiar with the gathering said guests are being asked to consider giving to programs that work to support boys and young men of color and their families here at home in the United States, empower adolescent girls around the world, and equip the next generation of emerging community leaders. While President Biden is unable to attend this weekend, he looks forward to catching up with former President Obama soon and properly welcoming him into the Over 60 Club. Huh. It must be nice. Explain to me why the rules are for thee, but not for me. I need to know this. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. 844-500-4242. There's so many different facets and so many different reasons why this masking and this shutdown talk is hypocritical. I mean, every story that comes out, it makes you scratch your head, whether it is Obama. Those are the funnier ones. The scarier ones are the illegal aliens, you know, pouring over the border, who no one seems to care whether or not they're vaccinated. Spoiler alert, they're not. And I wanted to read this. This is from Julio Rosas. He's got a blue check. I think he's a reporter. He said, another night in La Jolla, Texas, another large group of illegal immigrants turning themselves over to Border Patrol. There are well over 150 people here. Are you ready for the kicker? There's a lot of sneezing and coughing among the group. 150 people. And we read you the story last week about the family that was in La Jolla that was staying at a hotel because a Catholic charity paid for their hotel, and they were caught at a Whataburger because someone flagged down the police because they were so concerned that this family was coughing and sneezing and seemed very sick. And when the police came and confronted these illegal aliens, they openly admitted, oh yeah, we tested positive for COVID. Now we have 150 people at the border coughing and sneezing. And then there's another one from Bill Milligan from Fox LA. This is the largest group of migrants we've ever seen being held by Border Patrol under a bridge in Mission, Texas. Looks like it could be up to 1,000 people. We can only get a look at the area with our drone. There's a popular Rio Grande crossing area nearby. I just don't understand. And that would be my first question to any of, I mean, it's not even, there's no point in asking the press secretaries because they don't answer anything. They just kind of wiggle their way out of it. But you'd love to ask Biden, you know, in between when he's shuffling around and getting food off his face, or maybe when he's going for his bowl of ice cream, just to shout it out and say, you know, what do you say to people who don't understand why they're being bullied into getting vaccinated, but you don't seem to care about the illegal aliens getting vaccinated? Illegal aliens aren't taking the jab. I think it was 30% of people. And if we're going to mandate it, if we're going to mandate it, should we not mandate it when you cross the border? Should that not be part of the deal? Is, all right, you can come in, you can get free stuff. Well, you get a free hotel, you can stay here, you can get on a Greyhound and go anywhere you want, you can get on a plane and go anywhere you want, but you have to be vaccinated. Because the rest of this country, the legal citizens, don't want to do this again. Or is that not fair? It's only fair to yell at the NASCAR-watching Trump boomer rube about how if they don't get vaccinated, they're selfish and dumb and they're a grandma killer. But everybody else, and nobody talks about it. Nobody asks Biden about it. And, you know, I guess Kamala's all set because she figured out the root causes of this problem. The root causes, by the way, are that we have to fix all of the countries in the Northern Triangle, fix their governments, fix the corruption, fix any sort of sexism or poverty or drugs that are happening there. Once we get that fixed, we should be good. So somebody today, I was listening to the radio, and I can't even remember who the caller was, but someone made a great point. They said, we've gone from America first, not to America last, but to America dead last. We are shooting ourselves in the foot. Other countries would look at this and say, what are you doing? Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey Grace. You're doing a great job, by the way. I meant to tell you that last week when I called in.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Look, I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine, and I can tell you that what it really appears to me, I do my homework. I look and see, I look at the CDCs in different states to see what exactly is going on. I look at the numbers. I peel the onion back and try to figure out what really the problem is. In the state of Maine, what they're doing is targeting counties that have low vaccination rates, and they're saying they're red, that they have an increased seven-day look back and all that crap. And it's not true. It's not. So they're trying to pit vaccinated against unvaccinated. I'll give you one quick example. Florida, 2020, July 31st, 2020, there were 170, so a seven-day average, 170 deaths, okay? You look at July 31st, 2021, only 56 deaths, seven-day average.
Yeah, no, I look at the death rates almost every day. And Dave, to your point about pitting people against each other, it's this narrative that Republicans are anti-vax, or that they... I want to remind everyone, Operation Warp Speed was done under Donald J. Trump, much to the mockery and the chagrin of the left. They were ridiculing him for even considering getting a vaccine out that quickly. The anti-vaxxers were people like Kamala Harris, who said she would never take a vaccine if Donald Trump told her to. Joe Biden, Andrew Cuomo said he didn't want New York to get the vaccines. And then once Trump was out, he was the one unboxing them. The anti-vaxxers need to heal themselves here. It's not Republicans, as Dave pointed out. It's a false narrative. It's trying to pit red states versus blue states, and they're trying to pit Trump supporters versus the rest of the country, and it's bogus. And someone who's a big, big promoter of this fake narrative, of course, is Dr. Fauci. Let's do... Cut 13. This is setting up such a bogus narrative. Cut 13.
But I'm also gratified by seeing that even people who in the beginning were reluctant to promote vaccination are now doing it. I mean, people like Republicans, like Stephen Scalise, or even Governor DeSantis talking about getting people vaccinated. Asa Hutchinson out there beating the bushes, getting people to get vaccinated. I think that's what's happening now.
He is such a fraud. This guy is such a snake. How about people like Kamala Harris, who when she was at the vice presidential debate with Mike Pence was talking about how she wouldn't get vaccinated? How about Joe Biden, who said people are scared that they're not taking enough time, you know, coming up with this vaccine and putting it through all the right processes? What about that, Fauci? I love how he says, like Republicans. The only reason he's calling out Republicans is because Republicans are the ones who are figuring out just how guilty this guy is. Republicans like Rand Paul are holding his feet to the fire. Republicans like Jim Jordan are looking into the Wuhan lab. By the way, I have a lot of updates on that. So yeah, Republicans are not friends of Fauci right now because they understand what a scam artist this guy is. But Republicans have never been anti-vax. Donald Trump was the one who said, we need a vaccine. And people like Chris Hayes on MSNBC mocked him for it. They're rewriting history. And no one's buying it. Jeremiah, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, Grace, what I don't understand is back when they were having immigration at Ellis Island, they had influenza scares then. And what they did is anybody coming into the nation, they deloused them with DDT, which is a heck of a lot worse than getting a jab in the arm. The precedent has been set. This is what you should say to the new arrivals. Either take the jab or go back to your country. No other way. We can't have diseased people walking through the country while we're trying to get clean from this epidemic. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, and it's completely incongruent with what they want to do. And you're right, and I think it really does highlight how much the left doesn't care about the American people. Because if you really cared, if you were really concerned with the American people's health and safety, and you really thought Delta was this big, big, big thing that everyone should be panicking about, then you would be mandating that illegal aliens get the vaccine. But of course, we cannot do that because that wouldn't be right. Now, what's going to be really interesting here, and a friend of mine brought this up this morning, is that now that there's all this talk about vaccines, and actually, I have a hysterical tweet here that you guys are not even going to believe because it's just getting wackier and wackier what people want to do and how people want to decide who can come into certain places and whether or not you can go to your job. And I don't understand how anyone takes this stuff seriously. But this guy, Mark Hamill, I guess he's a Star Wars actor. Jared, you might know him. I'm not familiar. But...
Yes, he was Luke Skywalker.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, awesome. Well, he's a complete moron. He hashtagged on his Twitter, hashtag vax to vote. Now, I was told that asking for voter ID, asking for a license, for example, was racist and bigoted and prejudiced and xenophobic and Jim Crow 2.0 on steroids flying on Jim Eagle's back into a racist utopia. I was told that all of this was bad. And now they're saying if you're not vaxxed, you can't vote. I want to point out to Mark Hamill that a good percentage of people in this country who are not vaccinated are actually minorities. And I would also like to point that out to someone like Andrew Cuomo, who said this, cut 17.
Private businesses, I am asking them and suggesting to them, go to vaccine-only admission. Go to vaccine-only admission.
And we read you the tweet last week from a Vox writer who said he wanted to have a 99% tax on people who aren't vaccinated. This is all starting to feel very racist to me. I don't know how this is gonna play out, but I don't think telling people that they can't do things or go into grocery stores, which is what Don Lemon floated last week, or vote because of their vaccination status, I'm going to say that's a little bit worse than asking someone to show their driver's license.
Racism, racism.
Call me crazy, but it sounds way worse. Let's do cut 16 again. This is one of the original anti-vaxxers. He was against the vaccine before he was for the vaccine. Andrew Cuomo, cut 16.
Private businesses, I am asking them and suggesting to them, go to vaccine-only admission. go to vaccine-only admission.
Or what? Are you going to make them sing Danny Boy? What's going to happen, Andrew? You going to ruin their business? Are you going to send your brother Fredo out?
Oh, Danny Boy. the pipes are calling.
I don't know how anyone can take Andrew Cuomo seriously at this point. Now, here's something interesting. Busta Rhymes, the rapper, was actually talking about masks and lockdowns, and I'd like to play a little bit of this. It's bleeped out. It's clean. Let's play cut four.
I'm trying to take our civil liberties away. Feels good to be back outside. We outside for real. It's called the God-given right of freedom, right? No human being is supposed to tell you you can't even breathe freely. F*** a mask. I'm saying, some of y'all might feel differently, but f*** your mask. I can't ram to you with a mask on.
All right, so let's pause it there. He talks about civil rights, civil liberties, bleep the masks, freedom. Jared, it's been a whirlwind of a month for me. I'm now a huge fan of Camila Cabello and Busta Rhymes, and I did not see that happening for me in 1 month, but I'm his number one fan. I totally agree. And I just can't believe this conversation isn't happening more, especially among black people, because a lot of black people don't want to get vaccinated. And while I encourage people to get vaccinated, I don't think it's right to tell any group what to do. And yet here we have Dr. Fauci, and he's talking about, you know, on the opposite of what Busta Rhymes just said. He doesn't think people have the right to decide these kind of things. Let's play cut nine.
So people who say, I don't want to wear a mask, it's my personal decision. That's the way they see it. As you see it, what decision are they making by not wearing a mask?
Well, one of the issues that just looms large, John, when you're dealing with this, is that you understand people's feeling that they have the individual right to make their own decision. And I respect that for sure. But the issue is, if you're going to be part of the transmission chain to someone else, then your decision is impacting someone else. It's not only impacting you. And you've got to think about it, that you are a member of society and you have a responsibility.
Yeah, he's been running with this bogus line for a while, but I just want to remind everyone that back in April, he also said that, you know, the problem in America is we're too fixated on this liberty thing. You can't say you respect it and then also say that it doesn't matter or that it doesn't count in this situation. Dr. Fauci does not get to decide when I have freedom and when I do not. He's the highest paid federal hack in the country. But even that is above his pay grade, let me tell you. We will be back, 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls. In the 1 o'clock hour, I do want to talk about the school shutdowns and more hypocrisy from the left. Black Lives Matter has another problem, another grift problem I think you guys are going to enjoy. And we're going to talk a little bit about the COVID leak from the Wuhan lab. More on that. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite new COVID hypocrisy thus far? Nancy Pelosi posing maskless for a photo. Muriel Bowser maskless officiating in an indoor wedding. Muriel Bowser maskless with Dave Chappelle, or Obama planning a 700-person birthday party?
I'm going to say Bowser officiating the wedding. She was like holding the bride's hand, smiling at this wedding, and then the next day everything had to be shut down. What a complete fraud.
Bowser officiating a wedding polling at 6%. in the lead. Obama planning a 700-person birthday party. 73%.
It's very on brand for Obama to be planning his own birthday party. I mean, the ego on this man never ceases to amaze. Rich, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, that was fast. Just a quick quote, and I don't remember who it's from, and it goes, it is almost impossible to convince the powerful political parts of the truth when you are considered less than equal.
Yeah, and Rich, that's a good point. And I think that a lot of what we see now as far as the left is concerned, they, you know, Charles Krauthammer said it once. He said, Republicans think that Democrats, and I'm paraphrasing, Democrats' ideas are, or Democrats are dumb. Democrats think Republicans are evil. And when you think people are evil, the ends do justify the means. That's why we're seeing all these noble lies and, you know, Democrats will do whatever it takes because we are less than in their minds. 844-500-4242. Provincetown story coming up next. Don't go anywhere.